10,012, Elizabeth Pennell, north of Road 483, north of Waterview Drive, being Lot 1 within Waterview Acres Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an accessory structure.
Hang on, bud, I need to dust, take the dust off this case.
No. I know, we got...
A year old?
Yeah. And when I came back, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm digging and trying to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks, and we finally got something here that...
Two buildings.
So the letter is, I've gotten the letter from the Department of Transportation, and it says, "Dear Mr. Lack, this letter is a reference to the Board of Adjustment Case 10,002. Drainage easements must remain free and clear of any obstruction. The Department of Transportation has determined that the shed in question shall not be located within the existing drainage easement. Thank you for your continued cooperation. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate." And that's from Norwood, South District Permit Supervisor.
Well, that's pretty easy to do then. Huh?
That's pretty quick.
That's easy. Yeah, that's got to be.
Yeah. Motion denied. Doesn't meet standards for granting variance.
Second to that motion?
You say that so beautifully.
Thank you very much.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,012, the reasons being that it does not meet the standard for granting of variance. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Gentlemen, that's everything until our next regular meeting next year. We got two on the table. One we're waiting till you get back, or till you get back with us to let us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got some news for you. I forgot to tell you this, that you might want to know. Remember Norman Oates?
Yeah.
He's here. He's in Nanticoke Hospital. He's a pretty sick guy. He had cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I just saw him like 2 weeks ago driving in Laurel.
The way I understand it, he has it in his... he has a mass here, and it's going down to his spine.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So I don't have any other information. I do have room numbers. I want to know. But I'm sure if you call over Nanticoke, they'll tell you, you know, the name Norman Oates is pretty easy to...
Yeah.
I'll do that tomorrow. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, gentlemen, if there's nothing else...
What about... are we supposed to just read this new ordinance?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Sign ordinance, and then come back with it?
Yes, that's in effect. I'll be holding a meeting.
It's already been approved?
Yes, it's in effect immediately, and I will be holding a meeting with the inspectors probably Wednesday, and we will probably go out and enforce some of the... you'll find it's written real easy now, where you can just go down CC1 together, instead of having for your book. So when I put it together, I put it that way. We will be notifying, and I'm sure John, you'll be interested in this, all LED description will have to adhere to the ordinance. When you look through it, you'll see that 8 second and the no scrolling, et cetera, et cetera. What's happening now? But we're going to give them a month to be able to get the word around, and the inspectors have to go out there and check each single one of them. They're in violation, and they will have to adhere by February 1st, or they will be...
Would you say no scrolling?
They have to, from what I understand, they have to hold their message for 8 seconds or something. They can't flash or...
Yeah.
Yeah. What a shame that somebody sold all those signs to do that, and then all of a sudden,
well,
there's
the way
an ordinance
I understand
that
it, it's
says
not
it can't.
The way I understand it, it's not a shame, because they can program that.
You're going to hold it for 8 seconds.
No, but I mean that they somebody sold them a sign that would do that.
Oh, okay.
And then turn around and create an ordinance that wouldn't allow them to have it.
That's right. Right.
So they can hold the sign.
Interesting, isn't it?
Isn't it?
They can hold that sign for 8 seconds, and then have put another saying up there for 8 seconds.
Yeah, I had it. They said, "Well, how do you know it's 8 seconds?" So I went back to the old military, and when you pull the parachute cord,
1,002, 1,003, and you better not miss the lick, had you? Because every second's like an hour of military time.
John?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? They asked, I said, well, how do I know it's 8 seconds? I said, well, if you were in the paratroopers, you'd know. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003.
That's right.
You better be able to count.
Well, you can program Louisiana training 101st Airborne, them shooting them bullets over your head, you're going down and you're like, run on the jet. You look at it. You had to get 25 seconds to get 100 feet.
I will say.
On your belly crawling, you didn't dare raise up. Had to raise that one leg up.
I will say that that one in 9 and 13, the bargain bills.
Yes.
Yeah, I tell you, when I'm used to it now, but the first time I pulled up that stoplight and that thing started flashing white, I thought an ambulance was coming up.